When East Allen County Schools launched its one-to-one initiative last fall, it was the 10th largest in the country. Technology Director William Deal says he had to lobby for a take-home program when the school board voted to put technology in the hands of every kid last spring.
They thought that we had a screw loose on those iPads going home. Oh my gosh, we're going to lose hundreds of them.
Deal and his team checked out more than 7,000 iPads to students in grades 6 through 12. On the last day of school, they waited to see how many would come back.
We had 236 that were stolen or lost out of 7,000, so that's less than 5%.
But their work doesn't stop when the iPads are collected. Over the summer, Deal and systems engineer Ben Byers oversee maintenance on all the devices.
So we'll take you down here to the war room real quick. In this room, we have, obviously when you have an investment like that, we have it secured.
So I've been asked not to tell you where I am right now. I'm looking at $3.6 million worth of technology.
This is our, like, inner sanctum.
East Allen County keeps the 7,000 iPads collected from students under lock and key in the summer. Here they're cleaned up, re-imaged, and packed up for next school year.
We could potentially do 450 at one shot if necessary, and then we just have to pull them out, reset them, box them, and get ready to do the next bake, we call.
The iPads get a once-over when they're turned in for the summer. They're inspected a second time before they go on one of 16 technology carts for re-imaging. If there is any damage, like a broken screen, it's a $100 fix.
Sorry about your loss, but you have to, you know, it's your $100 deductible.
Deal says his office handles about 15 to 20 iPad repairs a week during the school year. A Fort Wayne company fixes the damaged devices for $100, and the school district passes along the cost to parents. Optional insurance lowers the cost of a replacement device if the iPad is lost or stolen. It's a huge logistical undertaking for a technology staff that hasn't increased with the number of devices. So is it worth it?
It's great for kids to be able to take home devices, but it's not necessary.
Krista Glazewski researches instructional systems technology at Indiana University.
It's great for them to have access to devices, to be able to do things in classrooms that they wouldn't be able to do before the devices were in place.
The research on one-to-one initiatives is mixed. Glazewski says the major takeaway is technology can aid effective teaching, but it can't replace it.
The schools that are experiencing the most success are also investing in programs for teachers.
In other words, schools need to provide support for educators. Glazewski says they also need to do research, lots of it, to find out what works and what doesn't. Before launching East Allen County's one-to-one initiative, Deal visited schools across the country to see how teachers were using devices in the classroom.
We didn't want the teacher to say, okay, everybody get out your iPad or your device or whatever it was at the time, and everybody go to this video and we're going to watch, you know, everybody watch it. And I actually saw that in a Texas classroom. I stood in the back of a classroom in Klein, Texas, and watched every kid on every device have the same video up.
That's not the vision he has for East Allen County. So the district has added 3 technology coaches to help teachers build digital curriculum. In 2 or 3 years, Deal predicts most Indiana students won't carry textbooks anymore.
If your eventual goal is to flip classrooms and have tremendous, game-changing digital resources, when kids are taking them home, they have that window on the world 24/7.
Even if that means losing 200 iPads. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.